जिससे शुरू हो गया था अभी तक हमारे साथ में पेश हो गया चिंता नहीं है यस ये which I'm sure everyone is familiar with all these different USDA programs. What I want to do today is I have everyone in the room, I'm going to do a little presentation on what the audit criterion that is under ISO 19011, and then I want to take you through the process of what happens when we get a manual from a program that must be process verified. Now, when we say process verified, USDA process verified, that means we're verifying process, not process through product. It is all encompass of everything that's included in your program. From born, raised, slaughtered, all the way through to retail, that's all included. So when we say USDA process verified program, that's the whole program. That's whatever you bring to us when you verify it in that program. One of the things that we do in our grant is we use international standards, guidelines, and quality standards. One of our main documents, and I don't want to mention, is our, you can see it's kind of, we use budget, so it's kind of short a little bit there. We use the 19011-2002. Now you can purchase this if you so please. You don't have to, it's not a good reason to say that right now. But it is our guideline. How we perform our, the qualifications of our auditors, and how we conduct our business. We use this document so no matter what audit we do, it's going to come out the same no matter what audit we put in, that's why. One thing about an ISO type audit is it has to be produced if everything is stayed the same. So if you send one auditor in your facility or your area, it doesn't matter if it's like White Creek, out of Texas, Key Rock, out of Colorado, or someone out of Omaha, Nebraska, they're going to be doing the same thing. You're going to see them acting the same way. Just want to go over a few quick things here. Audit criteria. I know Good Nature Family Farm is one of their criteria with Family Farm. So that's the audit anything. You have to have a criteria, which is a set of policies, procedures, or requirements. So when you're thinking of marketing claims or something you want to verify, it has to be something that we can verify. You know, farms that only have 500 heads, farms that are owned by family farms, you know, that corporation, something that we have to verify. Audit evidence are all the records, statements, the facts, or any information that are relevant to the audit criteria. So that means we'll be looking for things that involve that criteria. Not everything you do. If you have some other business going on that has nothing to do with our criteria, we're not going to get into all the other parts of your business. One thing before I get going further, the book is handed out to you. Now, I checked a little bit. Then there is my PowerPoint presentation, and it's not this one. So, what you can do is use that for information. Go through it. My cell phone number is in there. If you have any questions about what's printed in this book, please give me a call or send me an email. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions on that. Audit finding. Now, that's when the audit is gone out. You have to audit. It's the result of evaluation of all the collected evidence. You're going to get all the evidence, whether it's the passport that they handed out, or if it's some of the other documentation, interviews with the people that you're talking to. You can find that all together and you can come up with a finding. Okay, conclusion. I need to take them out of our 19,000 left. Nothing changes when we do anything. It's all been printed, it's all right here. The outcome of an audit provided by the audit team after consideration of all the objectives and all the audit findings. So what we're looking for is objective evidence that you are doing what you say you're doing. In turn, when we're looking for evidence that you're doing what you say you're doing, we may find some instances where it's not happening the way you say. So what we're really looking for, and we'll stay there until later tonight, we can ask for everything audited by our group, we keep continue to ask for more information. Do you have anything else? Do you have any other records? Do you have anybody else want to talk to you? We don't come in and just say, oh, we got them. We're not going to ask any more questions about it or mind about it. We try to gather as much information as we can during our life to verify that you're doing what you say you're doing. This is your principle of lying. We follow completely. Our ethical conduct. All our auditors and anyone who's been involved with any one of our auditors will hopefully agree with me that they are very ethical. They conduct themselves professionally. Fair presentation means that they are obliged to report truthfully and accurately. We will take information from our auditors that is managing in the facilities where they're at, and we use that information. We have training processes, and as I said, we follow 19,011. Due professional care, we use due diligence. We don't, in this instance, we don't share information about other programs with other people. You know, we may be standing in the middle of an audit knowing how to fix something that we've seen somewhere else, and there's no possible way that auditor can share that information. So it's whatever we see where we're at, that's all that we should. We don't pass it on anywhere else. Independent. One thing about our USDA auditors, there's probably 6 or 7 federal regulations that involve independence of the auditor. That means he can't own anything. He can't be invested in something. He can't have any financial interest in the programs that we're auditing. There's no way that he can gain anything financial from the outcome of the audit, whether it's a good outcome or a bad outcome. So one thing about even USDA auditors, third-party verification, is that we are covered by rules, laws, and regulations. The only reason we're there is to collect information. No other reason. All our audits are evidence-based approach, which means you have to have something, you have to see something, it's got to be something that we can verify too. Just not to look in and say, I have a feeling about this company. I don't think they're doing what they say they're doing. Well, we can't get away with that in our program. It has to be documented. If we can't document it, we can't see it, then it didn't happen. In turn, if we believe something's going on and it's not evidence, it didn't happen. I mean, it's, you know, so what it is really an audit process. It's systematic audit process we go through. Okay, I'll switch gears. We'll just have my educational part of the speech. I saw Larry Meadows sitting over the room here. He's the chief of our new grade certification plan. And he's been out a very long time with my mentor from when I was a grader, moving up. Larry was just the middle of starting the process verify program. And one thing he can tell you, the same thing I tell you, is one of our first 2 or 3 presentations, we had 5 people show up in the room. 4 or 5 people, that's it. And I told him in the hall, now that I have to teach myself to believe what's happening here. It's great to see there's interest in this program because we really believe in this program. We think this is a very good program. Okay, so moving on a little bit, what I'd like to do is go through what happened. When we talked about their genetic farm, the first thing your company wants to do is document your program, your operations, and your quality management system. One thing about our program is it's the performance, what you do to the animal, or what you do to the product, and the quality management system which gives us the credibility that we need to verify what you're doing. So it's always a two-part system. It's what you use with the product, and how you do it using the quality management system based on your national standards. When we get something into our office, we review it according to our Art Instruction 1001, which is posted on the website. Everyone can download this. Use it as a checklist. Use it as a way to build your program or the diary. Keep notes on it, and later on you'll see that it's a good idea to get that along with your program so you know that you've done an audit of your program. Make things go a lot faster. You should be happy to review your program or something like that. You'll find you probably have to have some corrective action. So take the corrective action you think that's going to improve your program, help it comply better with what we need, and then continue to implement those corrective actions. Once you have everything in place, if you think you have a good program, you've evaluated it, you've made your corrective actions, then submit it to us. Because once you submit it to us, once you go to an auditor, we're going to start targeting a fee. So the better shape that program is, the more reviews you've done, the corrective actions you've already fixed, the less time it's going to take us to review that program. Well, we like what we do in Washington first is we'll get a manual in. Let's use this one. I have cleared with this company to be able to show you this manual. It was written in 1998. They asked me to do this. It's never verified through the USDA, but this is how they operate the procedures. And I asked if I could bring that here and show it to y'all. What happens is we'll get this in. We have a staff in Washington, about 3 people, and we'll look through it just to do a preliminary review of it to see if it meets all our requirements. So if something's getting missing, we're not going to send it to our office. We want to make your money, our time, if we don't think it's going to make it through. Now, this review, the mid review, is at no cost, and it really doesn't approve anything. It's just that we're going to go through the book and say, well, looks like they addressed all 40 points. We're not sure 100% if they comply, but we want to send it to our audit. But it says up here, we don't charge for that. We do find it. It's built in our application, but. What we need to do is we may start to request more information. We may say, okay, I don't want to send $2 here just yet because I don't think it's going to pass. But what we need from you is a little bit more information on these 3 or 4 questions. So we'll give you more opportunity to send more information in. What we want to do is try to get the program in the condition it needs to be to get it through in the first audit, first time, with little or no corrective action or not performing through. So if we complete, once we send it to the auditor, we select our experience of the auditor, his location, where he may be. We take into consideration the cost a lot, because we know that the margins are close, and to just show that out there, we're going to send our auditor from Chicago to California to do this audit, because then I think he should go do it. We're not going to do that kind of thing. We have auditors across the United States in location from here to be cost effective to perform these audits. So our first one will be the experience of the auditor. We have five livestock type people that came up to meat grading. They've been to family farms, and so we do have a really cool here on that. The location where they're at, and of course the cost of getting them. We're going to make sure the cost is efficient for their client. Once you send a man to that lead auditor, he's going to contact the person that's designated in the program as the program manager. That's when the audit starts. We'll start reviewing the audit with the manual according to our market instructions, 1001. And we also have a checklist that we'll make available to you to use as your internal audit or your review process. So what you've done is we go through there, and there's a detail of submitted information, and by the way, a copy of your internal audit or review that you've done on your program really helps. One thing I'm going to stress here is better format standards, as you can see how this format is. It's section by section of our requirements. So it tells us the requirements, how we need it, what's done, procedures. We have graphics in here. We have it around later. But they include a tab, everything that they think that they needed to show here that they followed our requirements. This manual would take an auditor about 2 hours, 3 hours to go through and say, let's have an on-site audit because it's in that kind of format. Now, if you want to send in something that a whole bunch of accumulation of documents in no order or no, that we can't follow them well, it's going to take longer, and longer means possible. So we want to stress anyone that wants to be a part of the Verify program, you have to address every one of our elements, but put it in a method that we can go through quickly and verify it easily. That way it's going to be less cost to you. Anything that you can include with it, like your intro audit, your own review of the process, anything that can direct the auditor to location, that's what they want. So the auditor can request more information. She will schedule, once he sees that the manual is in due shape, that it looks like we can do an audit. We don't want them to do an audit if we don't think that it's going to pass. So if the program doesn't look well here in the manual, we still need a lot of information. You've got to schedule an on-site audit unless we have confidence, pretty high level of confidence that they are going to be successful. That's what we're looking for. What we'll do then is we'll schedule an on-site audit. You can be a program headquarters and field location. Depending on the scope of the program, which means this boiler, drain, louder, all the way to the retailer, we're going to have to look at different parts of that program. If it's the scope is a small scope that, born and raised in Nebraska, well then we're going to be in the state of Nebraska. So if it's a good example of CMG group, we have to perform audits in, at one time we performed audits in four different states, from the East Coast to Minnesota, to Iowa, to Kansas. So their scope was a little wider, there was a little more involved in travel. But we have to see what's going on in the program. So depending on the size of the operation, that's going to bring up the cost a little bit, so always think of that. As I said earlier, our auditors will conduct their audits to 19,011, and I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with the government, but we have performance evaluations here. We have performance standards And don't let me go on your standard on what the Lord God has done. So he'll evaluate on this also. If you can find the back of 9,000, which you were trying to be, they have to be able to be evaluated. So anything you get from this is going to cause their supervisor to be talking about the performance. So we do have that open program. What you'll see is that we'll have an opening meeting, we'll conduct an audit, we'll go around and interview individuals within the program, we'll look at any documentation you want to look at. The more that you show us, you know, that we can get your compliance together, once that's done, we'll have a closing meeting. Prior to the closing meeting, as we're walking around, and let's say our auditor finds a loaded cattle that came into the program that can't be taken out. What you can do is you can sit there and work with you until you can say, okay, I've exhausted all my opportunities to verify these animals. And he's going to say, now, you do see that this is a non-performance. And usually the manager who's with us or whoever's talking will say, yes, I agree with you. So we go through the audit, there are no surprises at the end. No surprises at the closing meeting. We don't have a bunch of notes to change. You didn't see that, I thought. You didn't see that, I thought. That's not stuff. What we do is that we go through the audit. We bring everything to the attention of the person we're with, so there's no surprise. When opening meeting is just a formality that we go through, because you already know everything that we've seen. Once we have a opening meeting, the auditor will go back to his home or to his hotel, and try to open another audit, hopefully, and just put together his official audit report. In the audit report, it will document his location, the purpose, the objective of the auditor, any non-conformances that he's found. We also ask the auditor for a recommendation of what he thinks should be the outcome of the audit. Just submit that to the DC office, which is myself, Samantha Simon, and David Stoll working on office, and we review every audit report that comes through, every one of them. Those audit reports cannot be sent out to the applicant or to the individual until we've gone through. We check it for, of course, spelling, grammar, but we also want to make sure that we put it in there, it's clear. Since we're out on the audit and we read it, it's not clear to us. We're in students, not clear to anything. We want enough information in that audit report that sitting in Washington, D.C., I can look at it and say, oh, I understand what you saw. Oh, I know what you're talking about here. That way, it's a better report and it better conveys information to you back to the applicant. So there may be a case where we have to call the auditors up. Say, did you, recreate this for me? Get out your notes. Tell me exactly what you're trying to say. Now, that doesn't happen a lot, but in some cases, we really have to, interact with our auditors and make sure that it's a clear report. As I said, our fund manager reviews it. We have a process we go through. We save it in a certain format. We identify the date that was reviewed. We call it a final report. We PDF it, and then we'll send it back to the applicant as a finished product. I'm only going to talk about programs in past because I expect everyone to submit information that's going to be acceptable. That's what we're looking for, acceptable information. What we do then is we'll issue a report and a letter, approval letter to the applicant, to tell them that the audit has been conducted, we reviewed what your program is, you believe you're doing what you say you're doing. We'll issue a report, and if we have to, we'll put on there corrective actions along with time limits that must be met. Like we'll say, you're approved for a 6-month period. You must submit your corrective action to us within 4 weeks to be three not performed. So what we do is we give them time, we give them opportunities. Most of what we find are continuous improvement points. If we do find what we call a hole point, where the system completely broke down, where the identification capability is not there, where the product does not meet what they say it needs, we call that a hole point, and we give the applicant the opportunity to stop the audit at that point, continue with the audit, and then get you a couple of points to the program, and at that point it's not approved until we can fix that whole thing. So we found in the past it's getting better year by year, but in the past we have had that happen more times than not, where the first audit, we found a couple things they had to fix before we could even approve. We'll give them an opportunity to fix it immediately, to write the documentation they need, and then we'll perform an audit as soon as possible after that to get them up and running. Put in the system. Factor we like to see is we'll find some continuous improvement points, we give time to fix them, and then we'll verify that when we come back and fix them. A good, mature program that's operating and has a good quality system, we will verify that year. We'll put them on a yearly basis. Usually it takes the first audit, and then maybe a second audit, And after that second audit, where everything seems to be working well, we can switch to a yearly audit. Which helps. Which really gives the company, the board, the producers, or the co-op, who's starting to do it right, do it the best you can, because then it's going to cost less. You can find all the information that you need about our Process Verify program on our website, processverify.usda.gov. Any news that we have, any new documents that we're going to use, the criteria, we'll post on that website. There's a listing of all the companies that are verified using our USDA Process Verify program. And just so you know, it's really starting to take off agriculture wide. We have signed a memorandum of understanding with another agency that is involved in grain. But we'll pick up the morning from Mars on your Process Verify program for that. So we see this as an ever-expanding type system where we believe, and we also have a lifecycle seed program. So the seed program, we're going to have a Process Verify program there. So we'll be able to plant a Process Verify seed into the grain, into the seed, verify the seed into the animal, all the way to the meat that they have to meet up. So what we're looking for now is a Process Verify from seed all the way to the plant. And within the next couple of years, I think we'll probably have got two companies that are maybe involved in that seed program. Okay, just a conclusion to wrap up a little bit. Program documentation, well, this is not the case on this one because I asked them if I could use it. What we do is we give the program documentation back to the applicant. One of the requirements is that you notify for any changes. Any significant changes in your program, you may have to come out and move on. So what we do is we get the information from you, we perform the audit, and then we give it back to you, most likely at the closing meeting, or the auditor may need it for some follow-up reports, and then he'll ship it back to you. So we don't hold your information. I know there's a lot of concern about that word that we make here in USDA, the FOIA word. They can't FOIA anything that we don't have. So if we don't have your manual, they can't get it. So that's why we do our audit. We have an agreement with you that you, if you make any changes, you will tell us about them, and then we do the audit. Our audit report stays on our Bi-Science Seed Program security server. Once we send you that copy never changes. The PDF file will secure it. No one can get into those files except for us. Any confidential business information is not released in public. Just a quick program here, file cap operation, chain of custody would be a good indication of the model we conduct. We would verify all the way through. Any breakdown, anywhere in there, would be considered what we would consider a whole point because it would cause effect of the quality of the product. And I like the pictures too. That's the part that looks like these products for you. Here's a maybe another program with flow chart from CalCAP all the way to retail, P&G Group. They were one of the friends in the pork industry. We have three or four in that group that actually do this. This is evidence. We're looking for evidence. Criteria evidence that we're trying to find. Here's just something we put together to say, what's out there right now that we can use? And as you can see, there's tons of information already. We don't believe a program has to be started from scratch. You pull yourself together, see what you have, and turn the system from fire on off the bat. You may have to add a few things like training, designated vision control the program. But basically, everything's out there that we really need. Now, the verification, once you go on site, first you get a manual, it's three things. Physical location, where we have to go. We interview employees and managers. We're not trying to trick anybody either. We're trying to do is get information that you do what you say you do. And also a detailed audit of all pertinent documents. Anything that you want to show us that shows, where you purchased the animals, where they went, how you identify them, that kind of thing. Here's a good flow chart that we've used to kind of demonstrate what we're looking for. We want to make sure that everybody is included in any program from the beginning of the scope to the end of the scope. So if you're including certain locations in like a processor in the program, you have to take that processor and bring it into your program and verify its activities. You can't just say, well, that's going to the retail. I'm not sure how they're going to handle it right there. Well, if you want to go to the program, go to the retail and use your FDA process to verify there, you're going to have to put together a program there also. Training, whatever it takes to get that program going. Here's some type of pictures. We do lots of, you have to watch the skills. That was brought up earlier, that we go to the tent, we've seen our air tag. We love the ones that don't have air tags, just to see if they're staying here. You know, we go to wherever it takes to go to see what's happening. Right to the region. Here's a picture of the auditor. He has an information in the office, but he's big. We don't have guns. We're not trying to, you know, hold anybody up. But we just want to discuss with the best people that we have. You tell us who we're going to talk to. You know, we've gotten to some fact that we can just take anybody you want, anybody in this plant, and ask them any question you want. You know, we'll only ask them questions that pertain to what they're doing. We won't ask someone on the cut table, you know, what the cost of live animals, they really mind the live animals now. We'll make sure, you know, it's specific to what they're doing. So these guys, companies that, you know, put their cost and verify programs up on the wall for their plant so that the employees can see what they're doing, they actually read them, they know what's going on. Some of the diagnostic programs we talked about, you know, birth records, sterile speed, stripping, plant ID system as it goes to the plant, UPC cores, labeling. Recently, we've heard that we have a feedback for verification program prior to that thing. Well, we went into the plant, and all the systems that we look at, will start, they will all be operating. We will be able to verify spots through the existing inventory that they have. Okay, in final review, application review, which means we'll send it in. We'll see if we can tell people that's the application review. We make the test audit, which is performed by the auditor at the location, and then, of course, we'll do the on-site audit, which is a physical location, interview with the manager, and reviewing of all your pertinent information. In conclusion, almost done. Okay. Program documentation is returned to the applicant. Remember that, we're not going to keep the manual. The audit report is stored on the secure server, so no one can get them. And some of the research I've done on FOIA, there is an indication there that it's not that we won't release confidential business information, we cannot release confidential. It's against the law for us to allow that to go out. So we don't even have an option. Somebody said, we won't see all your audit reports, which is done already. And we've gone back to our FOIA person and said, these audit reports include confidential business information and we will not release them. See, today, we have not released any of our audit reports. So that could be, you know, so you understand that any information we hold, all we're holding is done out of course. But one more thing, okay, it was just to make sure you know this is a voluntary program. What we find on this voluntary program is people want to show us what they have. We don't have to go around and say, come on, show me something, you know, how do you do this, how do you do that? We get in there and they take us around, see, I think I'll do this. Then pick up on Joe, so Joe did this, he got that in the animal. You know, this is a voluntary program. We're going to show us everything we do. We're not after what we're trying to do. We're going to start an investigation. This is hard. This is where you get the opportunity to show us what you do. So if you do not, we relieve you of any other responsibilities of any other government agency. This is a voluntary program. It's a marketing program. If there's any laws or rules or regulations that look similar to what we do, it's still up to AMS, FSIS, FDA, even CHSA. Contact you, you have to verify to them what you're doing. Although in the end, as you see, AMS, Federal Flight Service, we work closely with all of those agencies. FSIS, we work closely with them on the label and the marketing plan. You know, they have very strict rules on what to be on the label and what can't be on the label. And what we'll do is verify their association with our cost to verify being correct, and FSIS to say, yes, this means all the time. So we work together with the labeling folks to make sure we get a good label. And if you need any more information, by email, our Cosmic Verify website you can get to. Also in the handout, there's a whole other PowerPoint presentation that gets more into the, you know, the fine things of an actual system. But if you have a few minutes to go through, if you have any questions on that, you can give us a call. I think that about concludes it. Questions?